Don Lemon from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning.
Up in Harlem. I want to talk about Harlem this morning, too. Like a lot of places in America. A few years back, I moved here to Harlem from Atlanta, excited about living in one of the most famous and recognizable neighborhoods in the country, a neighborhood in the middle of an historic renaissance, great restaurants, an exploding real estate market, bursting at the seams with culture, as safe as any other neighborhood in New York City. Hell, I can see the famed Apollo Theater. If I crane my neck and look right out this window, I can see it from my house just two blocks away, but something has changed in the last couple of months. Here's what happened in March. One of my friends who convinced me to move to the neighborhood permanently, texted me writing, quote, was attacked in front of my building. I was coming in that night, punched multiple times in the head and smacked in the face. Unknown man was arrested and I filed a police report. Be safe. I said, are you okay? He responded, yes. Really scary. Guy is in jail. I called police. They arrested him on FD. This is the second attack in 6 months. By the way, FD means Frederick Douglass Boulevard, which happens to be the street I live on. Then last month, while I was reporting in Baltimore, I got a text from my upstairs neighbor's name is Al. The text read like this. He said, I was walking back from Lido, and I heard three gunshots right behind me. Turned around, saw three to four men running away from the scene. Cops were at the scene four minutes after an ambulance just arrived. Scary. I responded by asking if he was okay. Was anybody hurt? And Al texted me back. He said, I think so. The ambulance showed up. I will watch the late local news at 11. And then just last week, I was FaceTiming with a friend from Atlanta when I heard what I thought were fireworks outside of my window. My friend could hear it over the phone. And by the time I made it to the window, I could see several men running, but not fast enough for the police because they got them right away. It turns out the police station is right across the street from my house. The next day, I asked several officers standing outside the precinct what happened. They said someone started shooting right behind the precinct, and then they continued on with this. They said, how stupid is that? Be careful, mister. It's happening more and more. Just last week, a woman was stabbed and killed about 15 blocks from my house at 138th and Adam Clayton Powell. I'm sharing this with you because the problem for me is not just a problem that's on the news now, not just one that I debate back and forth on CNN. The problem is now literally in my own backyard. Shootings are rising in New York now for two straight years, the first time since the late 1990s. Homicides are up 20% over last year, mostly from guns. The story is the same in Baltimore. Homicides are up 40%. Gun violence, more than 60%. Milwaukee, homicides are up 180%. Chicago, shootings are up 24%. Homicides, 17%. You get the point. But when homicides and gunplay increase so dramatically in New York City, the conversation inevitably turns to what? Stop and frisk. And whether the slowdown in police using the controversial law enforcement tactic has contributed to the uptick. What's to believe? Liberal outfits like the Huffington Post quoting civil liberties unions will tell you stop and frisk has no effect on the crime surge. More moderate organizations like the New York Times quoting officers on the street will tell you, quote, those who might choose to carry a gun are now more emboldened to do so, and that it was a daily occurrence that routine street stops by officers for offenses like drinking in public and double parked cars have turned up guns. Conservative papers like the New York Post, quoting victims of crime, street cops, and police brass, will flat out tell you, quote, His Honor, meaning Mayor Bill de Blasio's stop and frisk ban intentionally ties cops' hands, leaving city streets potentially awash in guns and blood. On CNN, we have reported that cops all over the country say that they feel that their hands are being tied, so they are not as proactive as they could be. Wherever the truth lies in all of this reporting, the fact is that New York City will begin deploying hundreds of extra officers to high crime areas while also increasing overtime on weekends and adding more foot patrols. Cities across the country will no doubt follow suit. And being in this neighborhood and seeing the uptick in crime, I hope it works.
You know what? I agree with the statement that you read where it says stop and frisk has nothing to do with some of these crimes. Now, your friend was right across the street from the police precinct, and he was mugged. Mm-hmm. Now, how does stop and frisk going to stop the mugging? It happened.
Yeah.
In front of the police precinct.
I think where they said people.
Now, how would stop and frisk? How would stop and frisk stop that?
I don't know, but people say that people feel emboldened now to commit crimes, to have weapons, because they know that they feel that they can get away with it.
And I think police are out of control. And you give them stop and frisk, they're even more out of control.
Yeah. But you know what, Tom? And we talked about this. They didn't stop and frisk. They just stopped the way that they're using it. It's just not as random. You just can't go and pick someone out. But I remember I interviewed Bratton and I had it on this show.
Yeah, I remember that.
They said that he didn't stop and frisk. That they just do it differently now.
Yeah.
Maybe they just do it quietly and you don't know about it. But I think the perception is that stop and frisk is no longer there. And listen, I'm not advocating for stop and frisk. I'm not condoning it. But I live here and I hear people talking.
Okay. Don Lemon up in Harlem.